Hey guys, welcome back to Just a Sip. It's episode 8, I think. Yeah, we're on episode 8. Okay, so this week, I'm just going to jump right into it because, first of all, I think this episode is a little bit late. And, I mean, it's still Wednesday. That's fine. But I'm a little bit behind. That's fine. Who cares? We're still having our coffee, which is the important part. Here is my coffee, by the way. Look at the ombre. If you're watching this on YouTube, look at the ombre. Look at those colors. I actually should probably stir it. But I have a feeling this is going to spill on me and my little couch. Not entirely too excited about that. I always end up spilling my coffee at some point on some piece of furniture throughout my day. And it's actually really depressing. I hate it. Actually, the other day, a few weeks ago, I was eating a burger on my couch because I live alone, and why would I sit at the table? I do sometimes by myself, but I have to be in a specific mood, and I was not in the mood to eat my burger at the table by myself. So I was sitting on my couch, and I had a burger, and I had fries, I think. Some type of fry, or maybe like chicken tenders or something like that. And I had this like sauce of honey mustard, and I was like dipping the chicken tender in the sauce and then eating the chicken tenders, whatever, and then all of a sudden I realized I spilled some honey mustard on my couch, and it was gonna make a yellow stain, and I was like, this is not okay, that's not good. I don't often make stains like lasting stains, but when I do, I act very quickly, and I always have a LaCroix in my fridge, always, so that I like specifically for stains and when I spill things, because I don't really drink LaCroix, but it does remove stains very fast. Like one time, a friend of mine spilled espresso martini on my couch and immediately ran to go get my LaCroix, poured it on there, it came right up. Same thing with the honey mustard. I poured the LaCroix on there, it like lifts it out of the fabric or whatever. But yeah, so I always have that handy if I ever spill anything on any of my furniture pieces. But that's not what we're talking about today. Let me tell you what I'm drinking before we get into it. I'm drinking I started, as you can tell. I'm drinking what's in here? It's literally oat milk, espresso per usual, French vanilla, and honey. It's really good. It's yummy. It's my first coffee of the day so far. And actually, today has been very weird for me. I woke up and it was like 7:30 and I was like, you know what? I'm very extremely tired. And so I went back to bed. I was like, I'm actually just going to sleep and I'm not going to go to the gym right now. And I'm just going to get some sleep. Because sleep is the most important thing. Like, I always have to try to remember and remind myself. I'm like, you know what? If you didn't get enough sleep, then get some more. Because it's very important in terms of, like, physical growth and just, you know, overall health. Sleep is very important. So I'm like, I'm not going to skip out on sleep. If I have the time to get more, I will. So I went back to bed. I was like, I can't today. I'm just very tired. And then I woke up around 10 o'clock and I was like, that was needed. You know, sometimes you just need to do that. Maybe not all the time, but sometimes if you can, like, it just makes sense. So I did. And I'm very happy that I did. But now it's like literally noon. And what did I do today? After I got up at 10, I showered. I answered some emails and like did a few edits that I had to make on a TikTok and like send it to people. And I did that. And then afterward, I took a shower and I did my hair. I don't know if you guys have ever seen any of my like videos on the internet. There's plenty, but I often post about how I take care of my hair. And because it's something that that needs to happen every week, otherwise my hair is going to look crusty, and I don't like that. So I took my shower, washed my hair, conditioned it, and then put some like mousse in it, and then another like leave-in conditioner, and I styled it, and now I wear this hat while it's all, you know, doing its thing, while it's getting dry and stuff like that. So my hair is done. That usually takes me like an hour, and now we're here. It's noon, and we are, talking on Just a Sip. It's been a day. It's been a good day so far. I actually haven't eaten yet, though, which is an issue. But it's fine. Like, I'll eat at some point. I hate when I get like this. Like, when I start to, like, do too many things and I forget to eat. Or I know that I should eat, but I just don't. Not a good look. But whatever. Let's get into today's topic. Today, you might be able to tell by the title, but I felt like talking about my favorite places that I have been, like my favorite travel spots so far in my life. I feel like I travel not a lot, but I feel like I do often travel. Even if it's like to the same places over and over again, I do get up and get on a plane quite often. And I just do it. I don't even really make content about it. I kind of just go, and then whatever I have is what I have, and I'll make a video about it, but it's not like my focus. I'm not a travel blogger. I'm not a travel vlogger. I'm none of that. But I do often travel, and I feel like when I do, I don't like talk about it that much. I just kind of do it. It happened, and then I move forward, and I'm just like, yeah, I was there. And then I don't really say anything because I'm like, I was just having a good time or whatever, relaxing, who cares? But I never talk about like the places that I enjoy while I go to these places. So I thought that it would be kind of fun, kind of neat just to talk about some places that I enjoy in some of the states that I have been in. I'm gonna limit this one to anywhere in the US because that's where we all are for the most part, I think. No, that's where we all are for the most part. And I can make a whole other episode about anything international if you guys want. If you don't know, I have been to Italy twice and I've been to Greece, which was very fun. But we're not going to be discussing that. And if you want me to make an episode about that, I can. But I'm not going to do that right now. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about some of the favorite places I've been. We're going to start with the most recent one, which is LA, because I just got back from LA last week, and I have been there once. I've been to LA once before in 2021, I want to say. It was like summer of 2021. I was like, I want to go to LA. I don't really know why, but I wanted to go. So I went. And my overall consensus of the entire LA experience that I had was that I didn't like it. I was like, this is not a place for me. I don't love the energy here. I'm not really liking the vibes. Like, I think that I had done it wrong. I went and I felt like I did LA wrong. I was like, I don't think I'm experiencing LA for what it is, you know? And so when I had first gone that first time, I was in California. I was staying downtown LA because at the time, I didn't know that I was technically of age to rent a car. If you are traveling and you're under the age of 25, immediately I'm just saying in my head, I can't rent a car. So wherever I'm going to go, I'm going to have to Uber everywhere, right? I didn't know that under the age of 25, you actually can rent a car. It's just more expensive. They have like a fee that they charge for being like underage or whatever. And it's like $100, right? Didn't know that until like earlier last year. Anyway, so the first time I was in LA, I stayed downtown and I didn't really move around much because A, I didn't have a car, and B, the Ubers were super expensive to go like anywhere. Like, I think when I landed the first time around and I got an Uber to my Airbnb, it was $100 to get there. And I was like, it's 20 minutes away. Like, it was not that bad. It wasn't that far, but it was very pricey. And it might have just been because of what time it was, like late at night or whatever, but it was very expensive. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna like Uber too many places either because that, it adds up. And so I was just staying in downtown LA the entire time, which was fun for like maybe a day or two. But after that, it just got very monotonous and it got very weird. I don't know. It's very dirty. It's very dirty. And I didn't like the smell, the smells that I was smelling. I just wasn't enjoying downtown LA that much. And maybe it's also because I wasn't from there and I didn't know like the spots to be at or whatever. But just overall, my first experience was not the best. Like, I stayed downtown. I think I went to Griffith Observatory on a bus. Like, I also went to Santa Monica once. I took the train and I went there just to see the pier and like the beach and everything. But it was a stressful situation. It wasn't stressful, but it was like I didn't like being on the train there. There was very shady characters all around, and I was like, "Oh, this is kind of weird." So I didn't really love that. But this time around, I'm older, and I mean, I wasn't like super young when I went, but whatever. This time around, I'm older. I was like, you know what? New perspective. Let's try this again. And I went, I got my Airbnb, and still, even this time, I was like, you know what? It's kind of weird here. Like, it's just strange. The entire time, it felt just the energy of LA. It felt very, it was oddly quiet. It might be because of the time that I went. It's January. You know, it's winter. Not really a busy time. But it was very quiet for some reason, but also traffic was heavy, but it was still quiet. I felt like I was living in some sort of simulation. I didn't notice any type of like natural creatures running around. There was like no animals. I think I saw a bird maybe once or twice, but I was like, this is really weird. Like, I was noticing a lot of small things. I was like, where are the critters? There's no critters. There's nothing. No noises. People barely honked at each other, but there was like a lot of traffic. It was just weird, like oddly silent. And I don't think that I wasn't the biggest fan of that. But I did enjoy some spots, like while I was there. I went to mainly when I go places, I want to try like what food they have. Like that's very important. Even though I'm not like a big eater, I do like to eat when I'm not home. So I'm just like, you know what? Let me try like a few different restaurants and like foods and like see what they have. I have this habit of, you know, making these like guides on Instagram. Anytime I travel somewhere, I make like a guide of all of the food in the area that I want to try because Instagram, like all of these places, if they want to be successful at in this day and age, they'll have an Instagram page and they'll show off what foods they make and all that stuff. And so I find like the accounts of the food places that I want to try and I put them together in a guide and I'm like, yeah, okay, these are the places that I want to go, blah, 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 blah. And I think one of my favorite places that I went to was called Great White. And the aesthetic of this restaurant was so nice. It was very European in my opinion. There was a lot of like neutral colors. There was a lot of like clay arches and like clay architecture, it looked like, or like clay slash stone. It was just very appealing and the food was very good. I really appreciate when I go to a restaurant and the portion sizes aren't insane. Like, yes, it was expensive, but the portion sizes were just like perfect. They're not gonna like overfill you and you're not gonna leave hungry at the same time. Like, I just really appreciate when a restaurant has good portion sizes. I don't like having too much on my plate because I don't like having to take things home. It's just not, I don't enjoy that. But this restaurant or cafe, I don't even know exactly what it was, but it was very good. I think I had a breakfast sandwich. I had like a breakfast sandwich with like egg and hash brown and like some meat on it or something. I don't even remember. On like a brioche bun and it was delicious. Loved it. And then I had an iced coffee, a latte, if you will. It was an oat milk latte and banana bread. And that was delicious. And I was like, this is so fun. This is so much fun. Like, I love just trying different food. It wasn't different because I'm pretty sure I could get something like that anywhere, but it just tasted different in LA. I don't know why. I don't know why. And also, I was like, I often like look for restaurants and stuff on TikTok too, because TikTok is becoming very much a place where you can find like anything, you know, inspiration. It's like a search engine. And I typed in like restaurants in LA, like aesthetic restaurants in LA or whatever, because I like to take pictures of everything. And so I typed that in and it popped up with Great White. And then someone was like making a TikTok and they said that they saw Justin Bieber there and they like had a video of him there. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. That's so crazy. I don't know why. And I'm not like you know, going crazy as a fan or anything, but I just find it very interesting. So I did like that restaurant, and there was a bunch of other cafes that were pretty good. Like I tried this cafe, it's on Sunset Boulevard, I believe, and it was called Dialogue Cafe. It was really cool inside, really small. The system was really strange. Like they, it wasn't weird. It was like a normal line or whatever, but they explain it to you where they're like, this is what you have to do, blah, 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 blah. It was just like normal ordering, right? But I really loved the aesthetic of the cafe. I just love that everything there is low key, high key, mickey, low key aesthetic. I don't know if that's like basic of me. I don't know if that's just, you know, superficial of me, but I do love when something just has an aesthetic for no apparent reason. I'm just like, you know what? That's cool. I like that somebody put the time and energy into making that look cool. Like, I just enjoy it. It's good for my eyes. And most of the cafes there and most of the restaurants there have that. So I'm like, that's fun. That's one good thing that I like about LA. But everything else is just kind of eh. Because me as a person, I'm very interested. I love, love, love movies. I talk about this all the time. I love watching movies. I love like learning about how they're made and like learning about the ins and outs of like production and all that stuff. It's I love it. And I was driving on Melrose Avenue, I think. Melrose, whatever. I was driving on that street and I was in some heavy traffic and I all of a sudden passed Paramount Pictures studio or whatever. And I was like, really? It's like right there. Like they make movies in there. That's so weird because it's just on the side of the street, like this Paramount Pictures. And I was like, oh, I honestly thought it would feel more like not glamorous, but more Hollywood-ish. And it didn't. I was like, that's just a building on the side of the road. And so I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's just better to leave all of that to my imagination. Like, I don't want to see it because what I did see, I was like, dang, I'm not even interested anymore. So that was interesting. But overall, I just feel like LA over the years, I mean, I felt like it was very overhyped. My expectations were always super high for it. And anytime I would go, I'm just like, it's okay. Like, there's better places. So, yeah, I think it's very overhyped. It's not really my go-to anything. But I do want to explore more of California, like when I go, because I've only ever been to LA now. And I'm like, you know what? I think that there might be better places in Cali to visit, like maybe San Diego or San Francisco. I'd love to see the bridge. I'm not a very touristy person. Like, I think I mentioned this before. Like, I'm not really into doing a bunch of touristy things, but if that's the only thing that I know to do, I probably will do it. Like going to the Santa Monica Pier or seeing the San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge, or like, you know, doing stuff like that. Usually it's not my go-to, but I will do it. But yeah, overall, LA, don't love it. I think I do definitely want to experience like other parts of California because I feel like there's more to it than what I've seen, or what I've experienced. And I'm like, you know what? This so far, still not loving it, but definitely want to go back because I feel like it has more to offer. I don't know what I'm looking for, but I feel like there's more. Like, I need to go to a beach. I want to learn how to surf or something. I don't even know. I don't even know. But I would give LA a overall 6 out of 10. Like, if I'm rating them on a scale, a 6 out of 10. Like, it has its perks, it has its like cool things, I guess. But overall, it's just like a city that's clumped together. I feel like everything is just, there's a mixture of so much, and it doesn't make sense. And nothing about it makes sense. Also, nobody there knows how to drive. Nobody there knows how to drive. It's actually aggravating. And I have experienced that in a lot of different places. I feel like in Illinois, or at least in Chicago, we drive very angrily and quickly, but like with common sense. I feel like everywhere else that I've been, there's like no common sense on the road, and it's aggravating. Anyway, moving on. The next place that I want to talk about is New York. I genuinely loved New York. I think I really enjoyed the vibes of it all. I liked the fast-paced environment. It was a lot quicker than California. I'm not really going to compare anything to Chicago because I don't want to, but New York was a lot faster in ways that I enjoyed. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Like, I also felt like everyone there, not everyone, but more people there were into not their looks, but they paid more attention to fashion, I guess. And I was expecting that in Cali or in LA, and I didn't really see it. I was just like, maybe I'm not going to the right places, but I'm just like, it's just kind of comfortable clothes here, which is nice. Like, I love comfy clothes and I'll always wear them, but that's not what I came here to see. So in New York, I saw a lot more people trying, which is really nice, really, really fun to see. It's more of like encouraging for you or for me to be like, you know what? I'm actually going to put on an outfit today. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to look nice for whatever reason. But it's one thing I did enjoy about New York. I saw a lot of, better looking clothing, which was fun. And I love that. But once again, I feel like I didn't really eat that much in New York. I was there, but I don't remember eating very much. I did go to this one, I can't remember if it was Peruvian or like a Colombian restaurant, but they had very good steak. And personally, I've only been becoming like a steak person in the past few years. It's not my favorite thing. But ever since I started like my working out and like doing, physical fitness and all that stuff, I have been like wanting to eat steak just for like protein and stuff like that. So I've been getting more into it. And every time that I try one, I think I like it more and more. But it has to be cooked right. And so I went to this restaurant. They were offering me all kinds of steaks, all kinds of like cuts of meat and whatnot. I didn't know what any of them were. They genuinely looked like dinosaur meat. And I was like, okay, I'll just take that one. It's huge, but I'll get that one. So I ate that. Delicious. I don't remember the name of the restaurant though. And the one thing that I just failed to do in New York, which is like really big, apparently, is I didn't eat a bagel. Like, I guess New York is like a hub of bagels, or like you're just supposed to have a bagel when you go to New York. Didn't know that. And I just forgot to eat a bagel. I forgot to get a bagel from anywhere. So definitely have to go back and get a bagel sometime soon, because I definitely missed out on that part. I don't know if it's like Einstein bagels or like maybe something more local. I have no clue. But people have told me that I was supposed to get a bagel and I did not do that. So now I have to go back. But as opposed, not if we're not talking about food, because I don't remember eating much. I had some Mexican food that was kind of like Chipotle. There was a Chipotle across the street and I chose like a local one instead. Tasted great, whatever. Don't remember the name. I stayed in Times Square. Didn't want to, but it was a very last minute thing. And I stayed in Times Square. Don't know why I did that. That's like the hub of all tourism. It was a mistake. Don't stay in Times Square. Where I do want to go though. Okay. So I was there and I went to this one cafe. It was called the Grind New York City Coffee Shop or something like that. Loved it. Coffee was amazing. I think I had like a croissant or something, just something very basic. But I sat at this restaurant or at this cafe. I sat outside and just kind of enjoyed the vibes for like 30 minutes just by myself. And I was like, this is really nice. Like, if I lived here, because I always think about places when I go there, I'm like, what would I do if I lived here? How would I, how would I be if I lived here? And I think LA, definitely no. But like New York, I could totally see it. I was just chilling at this restaurant, at this cafe, eating my croissant, drinking my coffee. If I had my laptop with me, I would have been like editing some videos. I would have been like in my own world. And that's kind of what I look for whenever I go anywhere. I'm like, am I able to be like in my own world in this environment? And if I am, then it's a win because I like that energy. I love that vibe. Like, if I just sat down with my headphones, no one would bother me and it wouldn't be weird. Like, it's not strange. Sometimes you can feel the energy in a room and you're like, it's kind of strange that I'm doing this here. It's kind of weird that I'm, here just not really paying attention to anything or anyone. I'm just like in my own world. You can feel when that's weird. Didn't feel weird there at all, which was perfect because that means I can walk around by myself and not really care. I could just kind of live my life alone or with someone or whoever and just exist, you know? So that was a good energy. I really liked New York City. If it wasn't the Grind New York City Cafe or whatever it's called, I did go to this other one called Gregory's Cafe. And the one thing that I loved about New York City is that I didn't need a car. Like, I did not need to have a vehicle with me. And it honestly would have been detrimental to have a vehicle with me because of how much traffic there was. And I was like, you know what? I think I could drive here, but I wouldn't want to. Like, it's just, it's too much. So the fact that the whole city, or at least Manhattan, is like accessible via subway and by like the train, I was like, that's so helpful. Because I was staying in Manhattan, obviously. I was staying in Times Square area. It was very walkable. I could walk like pretty much anywhere I needed to go, and it was not that far away. But if I did decide to take the train, which I loved, by the way, it's like sketchy, but it was fun to get on the train, to get on the subway. I'm getting so congested. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Like, I really just enjoyed the vibe of being on the subway, even though it was like dirty and like not really the safest area. But I took the train and I went to Soho. And I really liked that area. Soho, I feel I could live in that area and it would be very nice. I think there was a difference. There was like Soho and NoHo. Or maybe they're the same thing. I really don't know. But I went over there because I needed to buy like a travel bag because I had bought a lot of clothes when I was there and I needed another suitcase. And I was like, where am I going to get a suitcase that I actually like? You know? So I went to this store called Away. And I bought this this travel bag just so I could put all the other clothes that I bought like in there and like get it home safely, you know. Anyway, I was in this area called NoHo, and I was just like, I really like it over here. Like, the vibes are very nice. It's very clean. It's very, the energy is good, and I really enjoyed it. So I would definitely go back to New York and eat more food because I didn't do that enough. But some things that I did do when I was there. Like I said, like, I'm not really a touristy person, but if I have to, or if it's the only thing that I know I can do right now, then I will do it. I went to a Central Park, and I didn't really know what to expect going to Central Park. I was like, I mean, it's a park in the middle of a city. Like, what else? What are you going to do? It's actually beautiful. Like, I loved being in there. It was like a little pocket of just peace, I guess. I don't want to be weird saying that, but it was just like a little pocket of peace in the middle of the city. And there was just trees everywhere. It was really pretty. There was people just having like picnics. There was people just, you know, living and existing in there. And it was just very nice to see. There was just a lot of happy people in there, which was nice. I loved that. Every time that I think of Central Park, I literally go back to that scene in You where Joel Goldberg like literally attacked Peach. And I'm like, I'm not going to Central Park. But aside from that, I went anyway, and it was really nice. I loved it. I think I didn't make a core memory there, but I did see a family make a core memory there, and it was so, it was, I hate this word, but it was very cute. I was walking by, and I was just enjoying my presence, and I was walking, and there was this, like, I don't know what he was playing. He was playing, like, jazz on a saxophone or something. I don't even know. Maybe a speaker or whatever. There was some guy, like, playing music. And there was this family of three, like a mom, a dad, and a infant. I don't know how old this infant was. But they were just like dancing in a circle and like having the grandest time listening to this music in the park. And I was like, oh my God, they're making a core memory. And I just loved seeing it. It was just, it was so nice. So I didn't see anything like that in LA. I didn't see anything genuine like that in LA. And I think that's what I look for whenever I go anywhere. I'm like, let's, what are some genuine moments? Like, let's see if I can find anything, you know? And that's very important to me. So I saw that and I loved it. But overall, New York was pretty good to me. What else did I do? I went to Central Park and I also went to the Empire State Building. Now, I did think it was very cool to see. It was very, I hate that word. It was interesting to like read history about it and, you know, just see everything Empire State. I have to burp really bad, but I'm not gonna. It was just interesting to see everything Empire State related, whatever, whatever. But I would never go back just because it was very crowded and it wasn't like amazing. It was cool to see the city from like all the way up top. That was really nice. But you know, it only lasts for so long. You're like, okay, cool, let's go. Like, let's go do something, you know? So, saw the Empire State, was interesting, didn't spend too much time there, and then I left. What else did I do there, though? So there was just a lot of like, when I take vacations, I don't plan anything. I usually don't plan a thing to do because A, I don't like having plans when I'm on vacation. I'm like, no, I'm here to relax. Like, I'm here to literally just not do anything. But I feel like I should start planning things because sometimes it's just like, okay, well, what am I doing? You know? But I was there and I had nothing planned to do, so I just walked around and explored for the most part. And I ate, I guess. I didn't really eat that much, but I did a lot of shopping. They have a lot of stores, like a lot of stores. And so I shopped a lot. I literally had to buy an entire new bag so that I could put it in the bag and take it home with me. I already told you that. So that was a thing. But yeah, so like overall, if I had to rate like New York out of 10, I would give it a solid 8. One, because I didn't experience everything I wanted to do. Like, I really wanted to go to the Met. I didn't go to the Met at all, mainly because of like pop culture and like Gossip Girl and like, of course, the stairs. But like, I wanted to go to the Met and like actually go inside and maybe see some history things. But I just thought that'd be very cool. So I didn't do that. Want to go back and do that. Want to go back and have a bagel because everybody says you need to have a bagel in New York City. And yeah. But yeah, I really like New York. I would definitely give it an 8, and I want to stay somewhere else. That's not Times Square. Because I didn't like that area at all. It wasn't fun. I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't like ideal, I guess. There's some shady characters in New York City, and that was strange. But one thing that I do remember that I loved is that in the middle of the night, I was hungry and I was able to go outside and get a hot dog from a hot dog stand. And it was like 3 a.m. I was like, I'm hungry. What can I eat right now? A hot dog. There was literally a man outside just waiting, waiting for me to get a hot dog. And I did. And it was great. It was literally great. But moving forward, one place that I go to a lot, somewhere that I go to very often is Florida. And I don't know why I keep going back to this state, this god-awful state. I don't like this state because it's just so hot and muggy all the time. Even not in the winter, I want to say, but the summer months to me, in my opinion, are just very hot and muggy and just uncomfortable 98% of the time. And I don't like that at all. I hate it. But I often find myself in Florida. Like, I often find myself just back in that state. I do have fun, like at the beach, just like driving around. I don't like how far away everything is from each other. Like, if you need to go from one place to another, just expect to drive 2 to 4 hours or 6 or 8. It's just far. Everything's far. So if you plan to go, you have to like either plan to rent a car and drive back and forth or plan to go somewhere and stay there, you know, for the whole time. Now I don't like to do that. Whenever I go to Florida, now I do rent a car because I'm like, well, what if I need to drive like somewhere, you know? Like, what if I don't want to stay in Tampa? What if I want to go to Disney? That's 4 hours away from each other, but I'm gonna do it because, hello. I'm not here for no reason. But if I do go to Florida, I think my favorite places to be are Tampa, like St. Petersburg area. I don't love Miami, but like if I'm in South Beach, no, I don't like that. But Miami has a nice like downtown-ish area. Brickell's pretty cool. It has some nice shopping and like nice food and like all that stuff. So I do like Brickell. But that's like the only thing I know about Miami, really. Hate South Beach. The only thing I really do there is like, A, go to the beach or like exercise on the beach, like run on the path on South Beach or whatever, but I don't like staying over there. It's not fun. Or I don't really like Orlando either. Like the only thing that I'll do in Orlando is go to Disney or Universal Studios, which is fun. Very touristy, but like I think that's the only thing that there is to do there. Just stuff like that. But I couldn't spend like an entire vacation doing that. So my favorite place to be at, I guess, in Florida is like Tampa, St. Pete, South Florida, maybe West Palm Beach, something like that. But again, like the only things I really do when I go there are like try food. There's some really good restaurants in St. Petersburg. Oh my God. Like the best Italian like ravioli I've ever had at this restaurant called Bella Brava in St. Petersburg. So good. So, so good. I love their ravioli and I will go back there countless times. I think I have been there countless times just because I love it so much. I would go to St. Petersburg just for that restaurant. I think that's my favorite restaurant there, to be honest. Like anyone that I will ever take to St. Petersburg, we will be eating there. There's also this like fun, that's not fun. It's just like a regular food place, but it's like Ford's Car Garage or something like that. I personally, I don't like pork and I don't like barbecue, but for some reason, I do love to eat pulled pork sandwiches. It's like the only barbecue that I'll like actually enjoy. And they have a really good one and mac and cheese and I love it. And so like I always go there whenever I go to St. Petersburg. I'm like, yes, let's go get pulled pork sandwiches because I want one so bad. And something that I think it's called PCI Beach or something. That's a really nice beach to me. Sometimes they have like DJs, like a show or whatever playing on the beach, and there's volleyball and there's like a nice beach bar and there's like good food. And it's just, if you're into like beach energy and like beach vibes and you like want to swim and you want to have a drink at the same time and you want to like just enjoy, I guess, the sun and like get a nice tan and do all that stuff, like if you just really love beachy vibes, you know, with your friends, St. Petersburg is a good place to do it. Like PCI Beach, PCI whatever sports bar, I don't even know what it's called. Very good. It's very fun. And I have been there numerous times. It's fun. It's a good time. But yeah, I guess Florida, I don't think it has much to it. Like I think I've been to St. Petersburg, the beach. I've been to Miami Beach. I've been to Lake Worth in West Palm Beach. I've been to Daytona Beach and New Smyrna Beach. And I think, and like a Canaveral Beach or something. I didn't like that one because there's no Wi-Fi there. It was just completely sealed off or like cut off from civilization for some reason. In Cape Canaveral, I was like, wait, what? I know there's like a space station over there or something, but it's not helping. Anyway, I think my favorite beach in Florida that I've ever been to, ever, has to be the one in St. Pete because it was the most fun and the waves were great and the water felt great and there wasn't like any seaweed or anything crazy. Everywhere else had something weird about it. Like I went to Daytona and I think it was a different time that I was there. I had my Jeep. I drove to Florida by myself and I had my Jeep and I parked on the beach and it was like around January. It was very cold. And so I like dipped my feet in the water and I was like, this is freezing. I'm not getting in because it's insane. But I was there by myself and I was like, how much fun can the beach really be by yourself? It can be, but it wasn't, you know? So went to Daytona. It was all right. Maybe I have to do it again in the summertime. I don't know. But so far, my top beach is in St. Petersburg. St. Pete Beach. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I would recommend it to a lot of people. I don't know why, but it's just the best beach that I've ever been to out there. But yeah, that's Florida. Honestly, I don't think that Florida has much to offer other than Disney World and Universal Studios and like the sun, you know, because the weather's kind of crappy, in my opinion. It's, if it's not raining, then it's like super humid and just muggy and hot. And ugh, I hate it. I genuinely hate Florida. I don't know why. People can be happy there, and people are happy there. I don't know how, but they are. I know I could never be, but it's definitely a vacation spot for me, not a living space. I could never. I just could never. I don't know why. It's not a, it does not appeal to me at all. But yeah, Florida's Florida. And I have negative and positive things to say about it. Mostly positive, but you get the gist. The last place that I wanted to talk about that I've been to that I enjoyed, actually, in the US, is Colorado. Like, if you are a person that likes, I guess, nature and quietness, I think Colorado's for you. I do love, like, I don't like to be in nature like that. Like, I'll go camping. I love camping. And I do like the idea of nature, but I'm not a nature boy. Like, I'm not, like, gonna purposely go outside and, like, trek in a forest because I want to. It has to be someone else's idea to, like, go hiking or, like, to do something like that. Like, I'm not just gonna do it because I wanted to. I mean, I could foresee it in my future. At some point down the line, I could be like, you know what? I need some solitude. I'm going camping by myself. Like, I could see that. And I've actually been thinking about it recently. I'm like, I kind of just want to take my Jeep and disappear for a little bit and go camping or something. Me having no idea how to do that on my own. I would figure it out, but yeah, that's kind of dangerous. Anyway, I think Colorado was really nice. It was very good for, like, quiet vibes, quiet energy. Really good for snowboarding and, like, skiing. I've never really been into snowboarding. It was always, like, my brother's thing. He loves sports, extreme sports, stuff like that. He's very into it. And I've just never been the sports guy. I've never been the sports kind of guy, you know? But I did go last year, and it was, like, March, February, March, whatever. I went to Colorado, and I went to Breckenridge. And this is my second time there. The first time I was there, it was more like a cabin vibe, like, you know, cabin with your friends and, like, just little, I didn't have any campfires, but, like, campfires, like, hot tubs, like, stuff like that. That was a fun time. But the second time I went, it was actually, I actually partook in the sports activities and I did some snowboarding. Now, I did not think I was going to like it. I thought I was going to hate it, hate it, hate it, but I ended up loving it. Not loving it, but I had a really good time. I hurt myself pretty bad. I was sore. I was very sore the next day. But overall, like, I wiped out a lot, but throughout the day, I picked it up, you know, not quickly, but I picked it up good enough where I wasn't falling and, like, you know, messing up every second. But I had fun, and so if you're into snowboarding, if you're into, like, winter sports like that, Colorado's definitely a good place. I don't think that I should have started in Colorado. That wasn't a good idea, but I did, and they, for some reason, let me. But if that's something that you think that you could get into, definitely start, not start there, but end up in Colorado. It's very fun, and I think that it's a really good spot for, you know, just friends to, like, get an Airbnb and just, like, enjoy nature vibes together and, like, in a safe manner without getting lost and, like, needing to call for help for something. But I really like Colorado and I really want to go back. I just need to plan something because that would be a lot of fun. But if I was going to rate Colorado from a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it an 8 too. Like, I really enjoyed it. It has a nice downtown area, the Breckenridge part that I'm talking about, had a really nice, quaint little downtown area that had some nice shopping, some okay food, and, like, whatever, like, nice hot chocolate, stuff like that. I feel like it's definitely a place where I would go if I was, like, 30, but it's fun as a 20-year-old, too. Like, it all depends on, you know, your perspective on it, but it's a lot of fun. So, if you want to ever plan a cabin trip for you and your friends or anything like that, look at Colorado, because I would definitely do that again. Anyway, that is all I have for you guys about traveling throughout the U.S. and some of my favorite spots that I've been to. Yeah, maybe next time I'll do a little episode about international travel, or if that's something that you're interested in, because I just started doing that maybe a year or two ago, and it's actually a lot of fun. It's kind of scary in the beginning, but I'm like, you know what? I would do this again, and I have done it again. So let me know if you want to know about that, but that's all I have for you guys. So thank you so much for listening today and listening to Just a Sip every single week. I love it. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And I guess I'll catch you on episode 9. Yeah, sounds good. Bye.